Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Pete Nance is the perfect fit for Carolina in so many ways. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The grad transfer met the media for the first time Monday, and as Stuart Scott used to say, was as cool as the other side of the pillow. Nance gave the NBA a look-see and got the word he wasn't quite ready, so he turned back to playing a COVID season after 4 years at Northwestern. I was looking for a place where I could take my game to the next level and really showcase my full skill set, Nance said, and at the same time do something special and compete for a national championship on a really good team with really good players and really good coaches, and obviously play for one of the best programs in the country. I'm in a great position and super happy to be here. After the 6'9 forward center committed to Hubert Davis on June 24th, he returned to campus the first week in July and was thrilled to scrimmage with former players like Tyler Hansbrough, Justin Jackson, and Marcus Page, and then helped his new mates coach one of the teams in the UNC Adult Fantasy Camp. Nance looks great in a lighter blue, the Northwestern's U, and says even his father, former Clemson star Larry Nance, will get used to wearing Carolina gear this season. When we were driving through campus on my visit, he remembered coming up here when Carolina used to beat up on Clemson. Larry Nance did lose 4 straight years at the old Carmichael when the Tigers were in the middle of their 0-forever streak in Chapel Hill, but they did upset the Tar Heels twice in Death Valley during his career. Pete's pop played 13 years in the NBA, and his brother Larry is in the middle of his pro career, so he knows what it takes to get to that next level, and he hopes his one season here will get him into the 2023 NBA draft. This is obviously a really good team with some very talented players, he said, so being versatile, whatever the coaches need me to do, and whatever role they want me to fill, I'll be able to adapt with my passing ability and floor spacing. Not to mention he's also a three-point shooter and shot blocker with a wide wingspan. Nance said he didn't consider Duke the alma mater of his first coach, Chris Collins, and made it clear to other schools that recruited him he wasn't interested in NIL money. A lot of schools are throwing money around trying to get people, but it's important for players coming out of high school and transfers to focus on what's the best basketball fit and where they want you the most. That would be UNC on both counts. This is Archansky. See ya.